I've got 5 minutes, is what the running order said. That's how I felt all December. Everything. I only ever have 5 minutes. So just let's read a verse of Scripture. It's from Matthew's Gospel, and it's just the one verse, and it sums up the whole message of the Christian faith, particularly Christmas. It's the angel Gabriel to Joseph, and it was said, she, his wife Mary, will have a son, and you will name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. You know, we sing a song at SVC, Rescuer. That's what Savior means in today's language. All of us all need to be saved. Because we all believe, well, we all know, I believe deep down, there's a God in heaven, that there's more to life than this. The Bible says he puts eternity in our hearts. We question, why are we here? What are we doing? We look at the sky and think, wow, isn't that big? All this in us is something that points to something greater than ourselves, and we call that person God.
Amen.
Amen. And because there's a great, what's the song go? The chasm is far too wide. We've all broke God's law. We've turned away from him. We haven't loved him the way we should, and we haven't loved our neighbor the way we should. So what do we do? There's nothing we can do. It's like having a debt that you can never pay back. Even the amazing work of CAP wouldn't be able to formulate a budget to pay God back the debt that we owe him. So God came down, born of a baby, God the Son, lived a perfect life, fulfilled all the commands of the law, obeyed the law perfectly, so he can stand before God and say, I deserve your blessing. And all the sins that you and I have committed when he was on the cross were placed on him. And when he said, it is finished, what that meant was the price for your sins and mine was paid. And no one can ever call it back. You know, because when a debt's paid, that's it. You know, even a mortgage, you get it stamped, boom, that's it. Done, paid, yours forever. And that's what Jesus Christ did on the cross. That's the message of the Christmas season, that God, the Son, the Eternal One, came to a world like this for you and for me, because God didn't want heaven without us. God loved you that much that he would go through all that. He'd put his son through all that, and the son came willingly because God loves you. And God wants you to have the eternal life that he's promised to all who believe in him. So will you accept him tonight as your savior? Will you turn from your sin and cling to Christ? Will you rejoice in him and say, Jesus, I receive you and all the gifts that you've got for me, eternal life, blessing, security, all that, I'll have it and I'll submit my life to you. If you want to do that, just do it in your seat. I'm not going to lead you in a prayer. You do it how you want. Just say, Jesus, save me. Whatever. God looks at our heart. Praise God. There's no formula. There's no magic words. Just cry out to him as you are, and he'll receive you. Jesus said in John chapter 6, he who comes to me, I will never cast out. Never. Because that's how amazing our Savior is. That's the message of Christmas. Will you take him at his word? Will you trust Christ? Come to him this very day. And if you have, then let's, as the old carol says, come and behold him, born the King of Angels. I heard Nat King Cole singing that in Sainsbury's yesterday. It's amazing. And it always makes me choke a little bit, that word, that Jesus, you know, the relationship we have, it's like the church and Christ is like a husband and wife. Let's grow in our love for Jesus at the Christmas time. And going into 2019, let's carry the baton again and run the race. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, because that's our motto for 2019. Fix your eyes on Jesus and run the race with endurance, pursuing Christ-likeness and loving each other and building the community that can see our town changed and, God willing, our nation changed too. So will you take it? Let's do it together. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Okay.